House Bill 1068, an act to authorize the South Dakota Building Authority and the Board of Regents to implement the long-term capital project request of the Board of Regents, providing for the construction, remodeling, or renovation of various structures on the campuses of the state's universities, and to make an appropriation therefore.
House Bill 1068, having had a second reading and for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think most of you understand this bill. It just allows for a 10-year plan for the Board of Regents to take their M&R funds, which come from tuition and fee, a percentage of the tuition and fee money that we collect from the students. It allows them to set up a plan for the long-term capital needs of the university system. It's fairly comprehensive. They spent a couple of years coming up with this, going through many proposals by each one of the universities. I'd urge your adoption of 1068. Mr. Speaker, I do have an amendment at the desk.
So 1068BB.
I did not distribute it, Mr. Speaker. If you could read it, please.
Clerk will read the amendment.
Representative Richter moves that House Bill 1068 be amended as follows. On page 4, line 16 of the House Appropriations Committee engrossed bill, delete section 5-4-13 and insert section 5-4-3.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion, Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's simply, we did an amendment in committee the other day. We transposed the numbers, and this just gets the right statute back in the right line. I'd urge you to adopt that, please.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House then is the Richter motion to amend 1068BB. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. 1068 is so amended. Further remarks on the bill as amended? Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I would endorse this as well. It came from a lot of planning. As you know, the universities used to be fighting, competing with each other for these kinds of funds. And this is an example to us in the legislature to do some long-term strategic planning. I think that would help us a great deal in education and many other ways. So I wholeheartedly endorse this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1068. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine and members will proceed to vote on 1068, which requires a two-thirds vote.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
House Bill 1068, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.